Yes, he got to know some women who helped him out. A few gave him money to go pursue different things and never heard from him again. Sorry, I thought you got more of the story. Anyway, we're talking about when he was still a desperate teenager. By the time he got his money stolen by that woman in Italy, he was grown and into other things, long before he met you. So I told you I was into him, but I was being cautious. Please tell me, and I promise I won't ask any more about it. Was I sleeping with him? I actually held my breath, not sure what I was afraid of. If you were, you didn't tell me. Finn was into you, clearly, but you were slower to commit. He was trying to convince you to let him show you the coast of Italy. Then we did the Scotland job, and you were gone. It was hard on Finn, I told you that. He'd be gone for weeks at a time, alone on his boat. He hardly ever smiled when he was here. Nothing was fun for a long time. He must have cared very much for you. We all did. Her voice took on a sad cadence and made me want to change the subject. It had been hard to see what could have kept me from getting into bed with Finn back then. I understood it a little better now. What about Ari? Were we really close before? That's more complicated. You respected each other. Sometimes your friendship would bug Finn, and then it would bother Ari that Finn was jealous. It was amusing at the time. Now there's some real danger, real anger behind it. Hopefully Finn gets it out of his system. He loves Ari, really. I can't believe he would leave because of all this. What do you mean by leave? I asked. When he found out the truth of what Ari had done, Finn told him he'd give him a chance to make it right or he'd be gone on the next high tide. Today it didn't seem like Finn was happy with Ari's treatment of you. I'm not sure what will happen now. Worry crinkled her forehead as she grabbed one of the throw pillows, hugging it in her lap. Okay, so tell me about the Scotland job. I won't tell anyone you did. After some hesitation, she said, Ari was hired by a friend of his who deals in diamonds. With the slow economy, he was sitting on tons of stock and losing money. He convinced Ari to rob one of his vaults in Edinburgh. He hired you as his personal assistant. You went in before we did, gathering information on the other people there in the facility. Basic office work. A couple weeks later, we went in and stole what was contained in the vault. After you were terminated a week later for engaging in an extramarital affair with the boss, his wife caught you, all fake, of course. Ari held on to the goods, and his friend got a big insurance payout without losing any stock. Brilliant if you can get away with it. Obviously, there is a lot I don't understand about what you just said. Bounce smiled and continued. Several months later, Brinks and I lifted one of those rent containers and put the diamonds in a warehouse outside Glasgow so his friend could recover them. Anyway, you got paid for your participation on the day. You were due to leave Edinburgh, and that's the money we can't place. The affair with the boss, that was pretend. Staged for the wife. I was getting tired of trying to verify who I had and had not slept with, but it was sadly necessary. Yes, he figured better an upset wife than an investigation. She stayed with him anyway, so no harm done. No ideas, then, as to where I would have put the money? No. Every place we could think to look turned up empty. All we know is Ari gave you the money after he got paid in Edinburgh, and then he went off on his own cover. I'm sure it'll come back to you. I took a moment to picture what she had described. Something about the money was giving me a bad feeling, like a final exam you forgot to study for. Just one more problem, and then I'm going to have too much to eat and drink and watch a movie. Did I tell you why on earth I chose to participate? It's the thing I'm struggling with the most. I didn't have to help. I cradled my face in my palms, trying to squeeze the reason out. I can't put it as well as you did, but you wanted to help because you felt we needed you. It's the same reason for all of us, more or less. There are jobs we could do and quiet lives we could live now. Still here we are, wanting to work together. It feels wrong to let Ari do something without my help, like I'm putting him and the others at risk. When you would hear us talking about something, you wanted to know how you could help. More for the group than the money. Go home and be with your mom. But come back to us and go to Paris. You'll remember more, I promise. Everything she said made sense. I had only been with them briefly, but already I felt like I was changing back into the real me, as opposed to becoming someone else. Ari was an enigma, and I barely knew Brinks, but I did already care for them. I was even starting to miss them, and I hadn't booked my flight yet. The thought of leaving Finn had bothered me before, now extended out to all of them in one way or another. Let me go home, and then we'll see. I just need to clear my head. Do you want to stay and watch a movie with me? Being alone didn't feel as crucial all of a sudden. Absolutely. Let's get some room service. Bounce snagged the menu and we made our selections. Halfway through, someone knocked on the door. Bounce and I looked at each other and decided to stay silent. 30 seconds went by and we heard the key slip into the door lock. Finn poked his head into the entryway. Seriously, you just break into my room? I jumped off the couch, less annoyed than I sounded. Technically, I have a key. And please do not get all moral on me after the earlier joyride in my car. Oh, good evening, Bounce. He pretended to be delighted to see her, his voice dripping with sarcasm. Clearly he didn't appreciate her car theft. Yeah, I knew Raven would betray us. Hi. Bounce kept watching the screen. Why are you here anyway? I couldn't be too upset with him. He was so attractive standing in my hotel room. Then I remembered that that was his stock in trade. I also noticed swelling in the cleft of his magnificent chin. Raven's out. Brinks is held up with Sir Ari, and Bounce texted me letting me know you were watching movies. I figured it was okay to stop by. I glanced over at Bounce, who had a suspicious look on her face. She was encouraging a friendship with Finn, probably thinking that would make me want to come back. She was a genius, but I was already way ahead of her. I heard you got to vent some of your frustration earlier today. I stepped closer to him to take a look at the one apparent wound. Yes, it was grand. However, his response didn't feel quite as nice. He tilted back his head to show me the extent of it. After my examination, he took a seat next to Bounce and slapped her on the knee. Did you tell her about New Year's Eve? Bounce responded, yes, she's considering it. She's going to go home for Christmas first. What? When? As soon as possible. I'll go back to Newport and then drive up to Boston. I haven't spent a Christmas with my mother in a few years. Finn struggled to hide his disappointment. But you're going to come back for New Year's. I'll think about it. So you're really considering stealing from the Louvre? It felt impossible to me, and I was worried for them. Apparently I had taken my side in the moral dilemma posed when your friends are burglars. We didn't really get into it, Finn answered in the vaguest way possible. But it'll be more interesting if you come with. Finn took off his jacket, grabbing himself some pizza. At least let me get Kelly to fly you back. Let me know the day and we can make the arrangements if he's free. He would do that, I asked. Kelly runs a private service. He and Ari go way back. If we need him, he flies us. No questions asked. Something about Ari's dad and them growing up together in Scotland. We pay him, but only accept money to put toward the cost of fuel. Good friend, I mused. Ari seemed to be surrounded by people who wanted to help him, no matter what. We finished the movie, the pizza, and the wine. Finn caught me looking at him and smiled. My heart missed two beats and then took off, soaring. It was so not a good idea to like him. Even less of a good idea now that I knew more of his story. It didn't give me reason to think he was conning me now, but it was just enough to slow me down. I had liked him kissing me. He had starred in a couple fantasies since then when I couldn't sleep. I was totally into the idea now as he kept his eyes on me, heavy with passion. It was definitely time for everyone to go.